Blog Talk Radio.
Ollie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, darling? Ollie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, darling?
Yeah, I'm cool. Still following God's rule. Love is the fuel. Don't be cruel. I'm focused on keeping my people strong. Abundant life means you live your life long. Heartmate. Do whatever it takes, and it inflates when around the fake date. Hopscotch, don't jump into the box with the rocks. You might turn into a fizzard. I'm up, bragging about God, and I'm praying. Lord God, while this world is changing, I am not asleep. I got my armor on my toe and chasing Satan out the street. And he weeps when I delete his peace because of defeat. Lord God, I'm telling you they stink. Should I wash him or what should I do? Oh yeah, let it go, I can give it all to you. Kick back, don't worry about that. They may look bold, but they for sure the crack. So I moxie, never judge nobody. My heart is on the double and I love everybody. I'm a child of God that rocks the mic. And when I rap up on the mic, I rock the mic to fight. For all of y'all that's going to hell, you still got time to save yourself.
Yeah, man. It's Saturday. It's Saturday, and I got my brother Yusef Kente with me. You know what I'm saying? And we doing
bam, bam.
It. How you doing, great brother?
One love, man. That's the beat, man. God dang, man. Ali, that's you? Ooh.
Oh, man, you know, I got a few of them, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if the sound quality is good on here, but, you know, I just play them anyway, man. But I'm glad to be here another Saturday with you, man. It's September 26th. 2020, they say we wouldn't make it, but we still here, brother Yusef Kente. I think that, you know, Babylon has failed, and we still here.
And it's live and direct, man. We're here live and direct, brother. You know, one love.
That's right.
One love to you. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. No,
yeah, man.
No kickstand.
I like that jam. I like, yeah, no kickstand, man. I want to hit on that beat. I know you're trying to knock me down from giving some praise on it, man, but that was hot, man, to me. You know, I'm going to give it to you, man. That was on the one. That sounds like something them Lakers going to come out to, man. You know?
Yeah, I hope
so. Trying to end this series tonight.
Yeah, you know, I hope so, man. You know, I can't pre-play my songs on the Laker game, but I can pre-play it here, man. So hopefully, you know, they come out with that in mind, man. You know what I'm saying? And I hope they ain't wearing none of them judges' aprons and stuff and praying before the game.
Yeah, I lost a little bet on them. I thought they was going to lose the last game, man, and they went on and won the game, man.
Oh yeah.
You know, but like
some Lakers,
like,
man.
Like Jay Father say though, man. You know, now they ready to play. You know what I'm saying? They right where they want them.
He said
like
Denver.
He said
right Denver.
Where they want them.
Yeah, he said Denver got the Lakers right where they want them. I was crying laughing when he said that.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah,
Mr. King,
kind of
I hope he. Yeah, I hope Mr. King is something else, boy. He you know, he don't got no energy for them playing girls, but he got energy for sports. So I hope he get my shiny nickel ready that I bet he, you know, I want it sent from wherever he at. I want it quick too.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go against him today too.
Well, yeah.
I don't think they gonna win.
Oh man, they gonna win it today, man. They Lakers ain't playing, man. They don't want to play with the Denver Nuggets no more, man. They just going to shut them out and shut them down.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, man. But
you think so?
Yeah, it's gonna work out. It's gonna work out, man. Yeah, but I'm glad to hear you, man. It's Saturday, man. You know the world is still upside down. They ain't even inside out no more. They just upside down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And Babylon and fail, man, and these people have been so duped in this world, man. It's unbelievable, man, of how people just let all of what they learn from themselves, inside of themselves, and let everything on the outside just take over everything that was given freely to them on the inside, man. It's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, man. Well, they're trying to take it from them, too. You know, that's why they call this system vampire system. you know, trying to suck the blood out of them, suck their soul.
In the daytime.
You know, just
suck blood in the daytime.
In the daytime. That's what they
yeah.
That's what they even say on the campaign, you know, they for the souls of the citizens, for the souls of America. They vying for your soul, man. Trying to just take you down with the, I guess, down with them. That's their destiny. So, you know, they got to have where misery loves company, man.
Yeah, man. It's a whole lot of misery that they pushing on these people. You know what I mean? But that misery don't penetrate my Euron. It can't do
yeah,
nothing
man.
To it, man. You know?
Yeah, man.
They can shoot out. They can shoot out and throw out and spray out and play out everything they can, man. But they won't be able to mess with the pee drinking man, you know, at
oh,
all.
No. Oh no, man. You know, I I'm equipped, so you know I'm stronger each day. It don't even bother me. You know, I hate to see the things that the world is going through. You know, it's a
yeah.
It's a perilous times, you know. Perilous
yeah,
times,
yes,
man.
Sir.
You know, but like you say, you know, I see through the veil, brother. The veil is almost open for me, so you know that urine keeps me right on time. You know, keeps me strong. Keep my
yeah.
eyes open.
Yeah.
Ears glued. Mhm.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to do, man. You know and. I tell them all the time, man, just don't watch what you put in your body. Make sure you ain't got no blood transfusions in your body. He said, I don't put blood transfusions through my body. I said, well, you eat meat, don't you? He said, yeah. I said, well,
yeah.
There you go. There's your animal blood transfusion that you put through your own human body blood transfusion, and now you operating off of that blood, animal blood and human blood.
Yeah, man. Well, people, everybody ain't to your frequency, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the benefits of, you know, being that consecrated. You know.
Yeah, man.
Benefits of being, you know, benefits of not having the toxins and, you know, the clarity that it gives you, and just like you say, just the transfusion of it. The transfusion of the two bloods, I guess you could say, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what type. I don't know. And that's one thing I learned about blood, though, all the types. You know, I've been getting into all the types and, you know, the O and the A and the, you know. Do you know what is the original or what is the most common blood type yourself?
No, I don't know, because if I did, a human would have had to tell me. And you know humans don't know what the real original blood type is. A doctor
yeah.
can't tell
do you
me
know
nothing.
What, do you know the
no
different?
Time.
Do you know the different blood types that there are? Are you kind of versed in them?
I've heard the names of them. You know, B type. You know, zero type. I mean, O type. You know, they got different types, but you know, I don't even know if the most high. You know, classified as any kind of type when he got one blood and one love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's most definitely, you know. That's most definitely, Brother Ali. You know. But, yeah, man, like I say, a lot of people don't really get the fullness of even working without meat, without eating meat. You know, when I first started, it was like, you know, I was like, could I do this? You know, because I weaned myself from certain ones first. And then, you know, I always asked myself before I was able to do it, I said, can I go without eating steak? Can I go without eating beef? You know, this was way back in about 80, you know, 88 or so. And, you know, it is a stretch for one that has been conditioned to imagine, you know, to do that. But now I see the whole world is like that, you know, and I kind of saw that it was going to be like that, to where, you know, the consciousness would move towards, one that eat meat less, you know, back at that time in the,
yeah.
In the late 80s, you know, that's when it kind of, I guess you could say, was kind of taking place to where it's coming full circle to where they have Beyond Meat or Impossible Meat. You know, they don't want to get away from using the label meat. Yeah, they don't want to get away from using the label meat because of the conditioning. And, but yeah, it's still the consciousness of getting away from meat. And doing that, as I was doing it, it always had me thinking that this is how it was in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? It was like we were conditioned to eat meat, you know, and then I got into, you know, the Cain and Abel story. Is this when they first started eating, or was it a blood sacrifice to start eating meat? You know, for man to start eating meat, they had to have this folklore story of Cain and Abel, and it comes to sacrifice. One sacrifices grain and the other one sacrifices meat. And then the meat sacrifice was accepted. And this made the one brother kill the other one because his sacrifice was accepted, which was meat, a meat sacrifice. So it made me think, you know, because I was one that was weaning myself from meat, and I was focused on just meat eating, you know, I said, is this what first started civilization or man to start, you know, eating meat, you know, to, you know, like you say, the blood thing, to shed blood, because right after that, blood was shed to kill his brother. And then the story goes on to say, I hear your brother's blood from the earth. You know, so, you know, you kind of wonder, is this when all the killing, you know, really the bloodshed, you know, the shedding of blood, man, you know, it's something that all of us have, or at least I would say most of us in life, the creatures, like you say, one blood. I know that, you know, animals have different blood types, but like you said, you blood is blood, I guess, with what you were saying, that all of us have to, you know, be in this existence, you know.
Well, blood is, I believe in the transfusion. I mean, even in the medical field, you know, they use other people's blood to help other people that need blood. So they have what they call transfusions. They do it in a lot of disabilities. One is called thalassemia. It's a rare blood disorder that only a few people in the world have in this, you know, through birth. But what happens is their hemoglobins are lower than the normal ones, you know. And so it allows them not to have as much energy as you and I would, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, for like, say, for instance, if me and you and a thalassemia patient had to go to a job at 8 a.m. and all three of us showed up at 8 a.m. to work, the thalassemia worker would be tired in the first 30, 40 minutes on an 8-hour shift. They would need a nap or want to go and sit down somewhere because of their blood levels. So,
right.
That's what's out there, man. It's no joke, you know. And so, yeah, that's why, you know, for that thalassemia disability, those people are supposed to eat, you know, green leafy foods and vegetables and fruits, and stay away from meats because of the blood that might come through the animal to their blood. It might not work as well. It might keep them real low energy and possibly could kill them. So they always, you know, advise those patients to eat a vegan type of diet, so they won't have blood transfusions from animals.
You know, the trip to me, man, is, you know, even the word vegan and the consciousness of moving to no meat eating. You see the capitalize, how they capitalize on it. You know, you find vegetables costing more now. You find non-meat products that they sell as a meat lookalike. They sell higher than meat itself. So, you know, they even capitalize, you know, on something as far as people getting more conscious of not eating meat, man. You know? And
yeah.
They turn a good thing into a bad thing. You know, because I think it's a good thing that more people, you know, find out that they really don't have to eat so much meat, at least. You really don't have to eat any meat to live, you know.
Right.
I know that. But, you know, the common person that comes into the world eating meat, you know, you can, you know, it's the spirit led me. You know, so I really don't fault others because I was eating everything before I did it, you know, but once I did become conscious, you know, I got caught up in it and, you know, I was led the right way. I got caught up in what I was supposed to get caught up in because eventually the rest followed, you know, when I saw it coming the whole time. And,
yeah.
I was at the same conversations that you have, you know, about the blood transfusion and this and that. You know, I got shot. You know, I got shot like about five times, you know, four or five. And, you know, I felt that I lived because I didn't shed blood. You know what I mean? I didn't have to kill anything to live. So after I was shot, you know, I didn't even hit the ground or nothing. You know, like the bullets went right through me and, you know, didn't hit any vital organs, you know, and, you know, was really fortunate, you know, Most High is with me, you know, but the thing is, my mindset as I was going through it and after, it was, you know, I felt like it's because I didn't shed any blood, you know, that I was kind of, made it through. You know, some of the resolve that I got within myself, you know. But,
yeah.
You know, not eating meat or shedding blood or, you know, all the other things that, you know, the spirit led me to into these perilous times right now, you know. Brother Ali, I'm glad we do drink our urine, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I say if I wasn't on my urine, I think I'd still be eating. I'd probably be blowed up, man. I'd be a big ass brother.
Looking like Shaquille O'Neal, all blowed up.
Oh my God, man! I notice how athletes get all puffy too, and all because that's water weight, man. You know, once you
right.
get on that water, and you know that this is the water that can release all that water that you have stored in you, you know, and, yeah, like you said, be a Shaquille O'Neal, man, you know, a big water balloon, you know, a lot of people today is, you know, dying from suffocation within, you know, whether it be the air or, the lack of air, you know, or the body being able to function. To be able to sustain, you know, the elements that's not in the air now, the elements that has been tampered with, you know, like with the fires, that means things, if you got fires, all this particulate matter, you know, is taking over for other matter that you're supposed to be taking in. And then you got the chemtrails, you know, coming with that particulate matter and that air zone. That eventually, like you say, the principle of what goes up must come down. So, and the things that has been talked about that's in that, you know, it's kind of difficult to even breathe in today's time, you know, let alone be safe from the meat eating, you know, because they tainting you there too, you know, it's like,
oh, yeah,
to kill man, you know, to kill man.
Yeah, to kill all men, too, because, meat ain't racist at all, and neither is the food industry. They are not racist. They don't care how they get them as long as they get them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't worried about nobody's skin color when you come get a piece of chicken. They going to give you what they cooked, you know, and that's dangerous, man. I mean, back in the days, our bodies seemed like it would stand it a little more. But now, well, at least for me, the last 27 years, man, I just really hadn't been feeling good about meat at all. So I stopped eating beef altogether back 27 years ago. And then about 22 years ago is when I left all the other meat and fish and turkey ground and turkey dogs and all that stuff. No tofu. I don't eat none of that stuff no more, man. It just ain't no good, man. It was making me feel bad, you know. And I know I was getting intestine problems from eating it because, you know, your small intestines, it has to grind all that stuff up and send that stuff on through. But, you know, if your intestines is not, you know, operating correctly because of the kind of food that you're putting in your body and it's taking a while for it to break down, you know, you don't want to do that to your system, man. You know, if you want to feel good, you know. So that's what I did, man. I just stopped doing it, and here I am, man. You know, you're right. A lot of folks catching on now. They seem to trying to sell being a vegan and sell being a vegetarian to people now. They want to make it a business, you know, when all a person really has to do is just change their mind about what they're eating and how they're eating and where they're getting their produce and food from, you know. And it's easy education once you, you know, do a food log for yourself. You know, you write down everything you be eating, and then anytime you feel bad or something like that, you got to go back and, you know, and X out one of the things that you was eating that day, you know. So if you feel bad, you know, X it out, take it out your diet, you know, and just keep doing the same thing until you work everything out. It's real simple. If a person want to feel good, but if a person don't want to feel good, or they plan with wanting to feel better, when they say, oh, I won't ever eat that again, I got a stomach ache so bad, and then about 2 months later, they eating the same brisket. I'm like, man, please. You ain't trying to want to live. So when your body and mind tells you you can live and you can take control of your system, then that's what you do, man, and that's what the vegetables and the fruit produce do good for me. You know, you can't grow it outside, though. You know, it's not protected outside. The greenhouse is very necessary for growing your produce outdoors because you don't want moist soil, and they still spraying, like you said, Yusuf, the chemtrails and things like that in the air. So, you know, if you got a garden in the back and you're talking about, oh, I'm a vegetarian, and you're growing your own garden, but then at night, or whenever the sun goes down, you got them, you know, airplanes in the air spraying, you know, chemicals all on your produce. You know, even if you get it up and rinse it off, you can't rinse off chemtrail matter. You know, that's real difficult. You probably have to soak that for days, but most folks probably don't study that part of it. They just say, oh, as long as I rinse it off, it's fine. No, it's not. And then you got to ask yourself, what kind of water are you rinsing off the produce with? Because if it's coming from your sink in the faucet, then you automatically killing what you just brought in from your garden that you said is live. It's going to help you live because you just sprayed it with, you know, pipe and city pipe and pollution water. So, you know, you can't rinse your food off in that either, man. It's a lot of education that folks got to learn. They say, oh, that's difficult. I can't live like that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know, I rinse my food off in distilled water.
Yeah, yeah, that's the alternative. Yeah, you can just wash it off in distilled water. You know, when I started.
Or urine.
You know, into that. Yeah, or urine. You know, the thing that led me, you know, was just bettering my body, and then for me, Eat to Live, you know, the book that the Muslims, you know, had. You know, I wasn't converting to Islam, but I was converting into having a better body, bettering myself. and that book gravitated, or I gravitated towards it, and I read it, and it led, and that's what first weaned me from pork, you know. So then I start taking my body through these transformations, and then, like I said earlier, you know, I got to the beef part and conquered that, and then I started saying, wow, you know, and then got to the chicken, and then the last thing I say, I wonder if I stop eating fish. You know, you take your mind through that, and then I began to, you know, you start to know your body. You know, you start to know about your small intestines and your large intestines, and where the aches really are when you have a stomach ache, and when you have a small intestine or lower intestine stomach ache, and when the bowel moves, you know, and what the pressure that needs to be released, and you know, all these things. And then I started focusing, because in that I began to not eat, you know, began to eat only every other day, because, you know, I always go to the max. And then I stopped eating, you know, then you start going into fasting, stop eating for like 3 days and then 5 days, and then you go on. And then you really know what the gut means, you know, to have, see, you were speaking earlier about really feeling good. Just like you have a sensor in your car, which lets you know with a question mark or exclamation that something's up, I began to know what the gut really means. Because I found that the less that I have in my gut, in my whole system, and the core of that being my gut, you know, I noticed how more powerful I was, how my senses, my dreams, my disciplines, my will, my gravitational pull in terms of kinetic energy, just by giving up things. Because what it does, you find out that a lot of things in life are distractions. We do a lot of things because it's just our way of life. We come to know, but when you let go of a lot of things, just like I grew dreadlocks, when I let go of that extra time of not looking in the mirror in the morning, I had more time to do something else. It let me see that a lot of people spend a lot of time on shit you really don't need spending time on. A lot of people eat things and put things in their body, a lot of things that they don't need to put in. But we become accustomed to doing it, especially in this monopolizing America. They will feed you everything and then have a health administration to censor what you can't put in stuff. Then why are so many people sick? If you got all these doctors and things that go into before they can sell the meat, why do you have so many doctors and hospital and people, morgues and mortuaries, from people eating the meat? You know, what's really going on? You know what I'm saying?
They don't know what they're talking about.
You know, So, you know, and it led me to, you know, really knowing myself, really knowing how they structure people when to eat. They structure you to eat in the morning at by 9, they structure you to eat by 12, they structure you to eat again by 6, they structure you to eat by the moon, they structure you to eat meat at breakfast, they structure you to eat meat at lunch, they structure you to eat meat at dinner, they structure you to eat meat for a snack, and it's all pork, because that's what's making this system rich. That's why when you saw Trading Places, Eddie Murphy was trading pork bellies, orange juice, these things that they program you once they took away from, and what it is a system that took away a way of life from the Indian. They got rid of the buffalo to bring in the pig. They got rid of that Indian to bring in the cow. You know what I'm saying? So all this is a design plan for 2020. For 2020 is when they killing you, and they telling you they killing you, and they telling you to go get a mask because they killing you, and they telling you they gonna stop killing you when the when we vote. They telling you they stop killing you when you wear a mask and your dog don't have to wear a mask. They telling you they stop killing you if you wash your hands and your dog don't have to wash your hands. You know, all these things are living. This tree is living that's in front of me. This bird is living that's in front of me. This mosquito that's biting me living in front of me. Everything is living without a mask but me. The conditioning of me.
Right.
That's why I call it no kick.
Right.
Man. Holding up.
That's right.
America.
That's right. Holding up something that bend and fell long time ago.
In the midst
of
judgment.
Can you imagine that? Man, can you imagine that in the midst of judgment, man? These people, the world in fail. They trying to find sticks and 2x4s to get it back up, man, and it just keep falling down.
The thing is, that's why they got called the kickstand. You got kickstands that keep propping it up, man, instead of just letting it fall down. You know, people don't want to face it. They don't want to, and you're a witness of that. You really, Christ called you special to be a witness, to be able to, but you so
right.
caught up in propping it up, you know, you won't let it be. You won't let the sins that created this, because it's fallen from within. It's killing its own American citizens. It's killing black people. What are black people here? Americans. Americans are killing Americans, and there's no way around it. You can call them black, yellow, red, green, Chinese, Americans. And that's what the world is judging America for. You're so busy on forgiving America instead of being the judge. You are the judge. You still letting the judge, Supreme Court, tell you that I'll give you $12 million for a life, and you let that go. You the judge. You're supposed to be the saint that judged the world instead of letting the world judge you and then name a price
right.
in order for you to don't even believe you competent to even judge this country. This country do all the things. But you need another country to back you to be able to talk against this country. You can't even talk for yourself. You need a movement that's being confiscated and infiltrated and outright being taken over by something you started because you don't have a backbone to speak for yourself, because you still forgiving instead of judging. If you know the story, you know you are supposed to be the judge. That's how Babylon go fall. You got to recognize
right.
your power. I guess you got to stop eating meat.
Yeah, yeah, it'll help. It'll help because when you turn on this TV and you ain't got none of that meat in your system, you won't get so excited to want to go out and go make you a sign or go hurry up and get you a mask with a design on it. Your favorite, what does it call it, Zodiac sign. They got folks walking around here with Zodiac signs on their mask. They done made it a fashion. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, then got caught up in the trick bag. You know.
Yeah, it's all a big old bag, man. And they out there with it.
Like Felix
and
the
every
Cat,
day.
Man. Felix the Cat.
Yeah, with Felix
the
Cat.
Bag of tricks, man.
Felix,
yeah, he had a bag
yeah,
of tricks.
Yeah, Felix the Cat.
Man.
He ain't even. Yeah, but he ain't even going. He ain't even playing tricks on him no more. Felix the Cat over here looking at him like, man, y'all ain't figured it out yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And
so, you know, man. Yeah,
and
man.
Not to really. You know, and like, you know, speaking about the meat and like, you know, I went through it and go through it every day. And Christ even went through it and he went through it in his day. And the thing that he said about meat eating, he said, you know, the world is so fucked up. It's really not about meat and drink. It's really not about going against you meat eaters, because that's not the problem, even though they're killing you with it. The point is, they're killing you, and you accepting it. Whether you eat meat or you don't eat meat, accept the fact that you being killed, and you accepting
right.
it. You're propping up a system that's killing you. Whether you eat meat or not, that's not the point. The point is to get them off your back. Whether you drink Pepsi, whether you drink water, get them off your back. Whether you eat a steak or whether you eat romaine lettuce, get them off your back. That's what time it is. I don't fault people that do what they do, because you should know that the body is your temple. You should know that temple is the house of God. You should know that's where the soul reside is in you. That's where God is. So if you want God to reside in you longer, take care of your body. That'll be it with the dietary benefits. But the point this perilous time in this battle of this juggernaut of a devil that you facing, the point is to realize and recognize that you got a fight up on you, you know? And, you know, that's the whole point. Ali and myself, we have resolve, or, you know, we drink our pee. We came here in our water, we leave in our water. When my mother's water sack broke, that's when I came on this earth. And all the things that I went through, I don't give a fuck about what they do to me. I just go back to the water from whence I came. So the point is, don't give a fuck. Know that you came from the water, and if you get back on your water, maybe you'll speak like I'm speaking, knowing that you go into infinity, eternity, because that's what the water is, infinity, eternity. That's where my ancestors are. That's what I came from. And that's eventually what the world is going to be back to. The beginning started from the water. And I represent the water.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. And I'm sure they know what the water is now. Boy, if they didn't know. If you didn't know, now you know. But, yeah.
And that ain't B-I-G or R-I-P. That's the real.
No, it ain't.
Right here, live and direct. No kickstand.
Yeah, you got to know it. You got to know it, man. You got to know it. And this is what we got to live for, man. I mean, you know, for real. If you're going to live, you know, wake yourself up, because you got to know that it ain't the same wavelengths no more. It ain't the same anything anymore. But you can stay the same by keeping yourself intact.
You got some Bob Marley, man? You got some Bob Marley over there?
Nah, they ain't got no Bob on the board. I was looking for Bob.
It would be a perfect time to play Wake Up and Live, man.
Yeah, it sure would, man. But that's all right, you know. If anybody know that song by Bob Marley, go play it. Make sure you play it today, and make sure you keep playing it. You know what I mean? We'll have it. We'll get it on the board sooner, you know, probably by next week. You know, I have to go through some little mechanical, technical things to make sure it goes down, you know. But, yeah, man.
I like your beats, too.
No,
nah,
man.
I like your beat.
I try to keep things going, man, you know, and keep them flowing and everything, man. It's not a easy quest, you know. Even with, you know, when you know how to do things and you think, you know, you do things good, it's still, you know, work or ideas that can be created, you know. So it's never finished when you got creativity.
You are creative, Ali.
Yeah, man.
That's one thing I know you are.
Oh yeah, we
you
all
showed
are, man,
me more
that...
and more. I didn't know your skills were that tight, man. You got some tight skills over there, man.
I didn't know I had skills either. The Most High showed me, and I just said, okay, I just follow his lead. You know, the Most High told me I had a little skills and told me to do it like this and do it like that, and that's what I be doing, man, you know. But, yeah, man, we can get into some. Let's see, I can play one of these things. You know, I'm versatile, man, and diverse and everything they want to say, you know, because music is everybody. I don't, you know, channel music toward one group of people, man. Music is music. I like it all, man. So, you know, we'll get into something, man, and take us a small urine break. Yeah, what's up, young cousin? How we doing this, man? No, I don't like that one. Let's go with this one. We do it, man. Right back at you.
Yeah, that's another one.
Live and direct. Mm-hmm. No Kickstands, live and direct with me and my brother Yusuf Kente. We right here, Rev Ali, right back at you on the inside. That's what we're talking about today, on the inside of you. You know what I mean? And not holding up your own self against yourself. So my brother Yusuf, man, yeah, man. I appreciate you, man, because your intellect is well beyond, you know, the average or the normal person on this planet today. And that's why you've been here all this time, man, because the Most High needed you at the perfect time. You know, we come in at a time, and we think we're supposed to be here at the time we're supposed to be here because all these things are happening to us. But we have no idea that the Most High is saving us for a time that He wants us to be heard, and when He wants us to be heard, ain't nothing they can do about it, and they can lie and say they don't understand it. But when they say they don't understand you, and you know you're talking from within, that's how you know you're a chosen one, man.
Oh yeah, brother. One love to you, man. You know, on this path, man. You know, it was kind of scary, man. you know, when you know, to be thinking how I think. And to see that now the life that I'm living now, the reference that I had with the life before, I just use that as a reference. You know, I try as much as possible to get away from that because, you know, a lot of that was a distraction. You know, a lot of that life was a distraction. And, you know, it's a deep world out there, man. And to come out of that, you know, and to see how the world really is twisted, you know, it make you wonder if the world that I came from is really the twisted world. You know, the world that I see in reality is really twisted. It's just, it's unfortunate that I'm not on dope. I was taken away from dope. I was taken away from, you know, like we was talking about eating any way I wanted to. Not feeling any consequence, you know, and knowing that a lot of my partners died because of the way they eat. My cousins, you know, all based upon eating, you know. So when I first walked into this realm, and I was about maybe 24, when the veils were lifted, you know, it kind of frightened me, man, because I thought what I was coming from was it. Remember when E-40 said, I remember when the world went crazy in 1985? I thought that shit
right.
was it, man. I thought that shit
yeah.
was it. But like you say, to know what the Lord brought me from and raised me to be right now and to speak on the things that I speak on right now and that you bring up for me to speak on, for us to speak on, now I know why. Now I know how, you know, I can speak on how a lot of us are in this predicament. I remember when I got a scholarship to go to college, I wasn't reading shit. I just got a scholarship because I played ball. I wasn't no reader then. And I would just have to go to the library because that was study hall because I wasn't a reader, wasn't reading, so I had study hall. And I had to be in there to do the shit I wasn't reading anyway. Why'd he put me in the library? I wasn't going to read. But I opened the books, and I saw, like, in the 60s. And I said, why is all these black people surrounding this two policemen with guns? I didn't get it. How their minds were just didn't have the, you know, some, you see footage of some that fought. But, you know, didn't have the will. So I said all that to say, like you said, to evolve into what I am now, you know, and to know that, you know, because back then I was like, fuck it, man. I said, fuck football, fuck sports, let's blow this motherfucker up. But then I felt like Radio Raheem and bugging out. Damn, no juice. Because in 85, you can't talk like that. Because we still had to bling bling and shake our ass. And, you know, then Public Enemy came out. So then consciousness was coming in the music. You know, but I was already there. You know, and I was on the spiritual side and developing the spiritual side of myself because I was no longer being distracted from the ways of the world. I was given power to walk away from the distractions and to be able to focus on what was in me, the jewels in me. Like I said before, I wasn't a reader. I became a voracious reader. I studied the Bible. I read Malcolm. I wanted to be like Malcolm. I modeled myself like Malcolm because he came from the streets. And so I was like, if he did it, I can do it. If he did it that way, I just saw Saints Edition. Shawshank Redemption. I went through the same formula. Whatever he did, I got a dictionary. I bought it. That dictionary, because I used to roll around the Heights with a dictionary. Here I was, you cutting lines because I changed my life. But now I'm reading a dictionary. And I'm going, I stay with my grandmother now, and I'm on my way to my grandmother's house, which is home now. And the police get behind me and pull me over. But lo and behold, I'm right in front of my grandmother's house now, and they don't know this. So they pulled me over, and, you know, one put their hands on me and the other one in the car looking to find out some incriminating evidence on me. But then he comes back to the officer who's confronting me and said, hey, we got the wrong one, because he saw a dictionary in my car. He saw a dictionary in my truck. He saw books that I was studying then. You know, and these were all the things that I always wanted to do. But, you know, being raised in how we was raised, you know, we gravitate to other things. And I was led to do that. You know, now that dictionary and the words. And then I began to say, fuck, I'm learning all these motherfucking words. Who the fuck I'm going to use them with? Don't nobody in the hood speak this shit. So I put the dictionary down, man. Yeah, man, I'm like, man, I learned all these motherfucking words, man. Nobody know this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I was carrying a thesaurus. I was carrying a thesaurus, a synonym, antonym. You know, I was reading, trying to get some Latin shit, you know, to elevate myself. Because, you know, I just came from some shit, and now I found out I got a brain. You know, like Denzel say, get to your right mind. I found my right mind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's what a lot of things, that's what really, yeah.
I mean, because a lot of folks don't get there, man. I mean, you know, people will live 60, 69, 70 years, man, and still haven't got there yet. You know what I mean?
Man.
So I think that's incredible about you, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, man. That's why we need our own show, No Kickstands Live and Direct, because we ain't holding up nothing, man. We definitely ain't holding up ourselves. But we ain't holding up nothing. Like you said, you studied Malcolm. Malcolm had a lot of intellect, man. And if Malcolm was able to grasp you and carry you out of wherever you came from, you know, and help with that you know, transformation. Because there's a lot of, you know, things that were used to get you out of wherever you came from. There was a lot of things. Some of it we couldn't even see, you know. But, man, at least you was able to see some of it. Because a lot of folks miss everything, man. They don't see
anything.
And that
was only some of it. That was only some of it.
Right.
I got the fullness when I drank my water. Once I drank my water, I said, oh, man, that is it. I got, man, motherfuck everything. Now, man, once I drink my water, bro, I mean, I knew I had something that others didn't. I knew I was on to something that they will be on later. I mean, it's always been that way, you know, with me. I would always do it, and then, you know, others would do it later. But once I, you know, because I immerse myself in the water like John the Baptist said. You know, I immerse myself, and then out of it, once I found out, you know, how it transformed my body, how I can live on just my water, on how, you know, how man has been manipulated on how to, because he's got to wait away from his water, you know, and the fundamental comprehension of not getting the point that you came from water. How humans, how you even break it down to them after they live all this intelligent life, and then you see that you come from water, and then you very subtly speak on the water, the urine, and how it is used all through your life for medicinal purposes, for healing, for cleansing, and I say cleansing because it actually, they use it for a cleanser, for combustion because I say if you put it in a liquid form, they can use the carbon in it for all sorts of things.
Don't give them too much. Don't give them. Slow it. Yeah, we don't need you for at least 100 more episodes.
I can't tell them this, how they're living on the space station, man. I can't tell them how they living about the piss on the. I can't tell them about all the stuff they doing with the piss in space, man.
Hold it up, man, so they'll know you can't give it to them all at once. Like you said, you had to learn too. You know, you got to give it to them a little bit at a time.
I can't give them the future shock. I can't future shock them. I might want to future shock him like Isaac Hayes, but I can't future shock him.
I don't know. I think you was already that, done future shocked him, man. I mean, you know, you done done that already.
Okay.
That's, yeah, man, you already done gave him the future shock, man. You know,
yeah, man,
they
like,
stuck,
this show,
you know.
Hey,
but
they
where did
don't
he go?
Know that we go where,
that
hey, we go where the water leads us, wherever the current takes us, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know.
We all up in the current,
yeah,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, how's the current down there in Sacramento, by the way?
Oh, man, it's patchy skies. You know, it's canvas field. You know, they didn't spray this morning, so they got the cloud filled with the canvas. You know, the canvas that they spraying up there is going to be the backdrop to the coming back of Jesus Christ. You know, he going to come back on a cloud. They're going to split one of these clouds they put up there and get them laser lights they got with them drones and stuff and get that laser system hooked up, and it's going to be the second coming because they forgot.
Oh.
They got you forgetting that God never left you. God is
they
in.
Gonna,
he said he'll never leave you or forsake you.
Right. So they're going to go up here and try to put him up
in
the sky for him, huh?
Yeah, the sky guy.
Yeah, I seen that.
You know what I mean, man?
Yeah, I seen them try to do the holograms and all that, but they can't hologram this, man. But I hope the folks don't fall for it, you know, especially the old folks, you know, because, you know, sometimes they forget. And the kids,
you know, they
follow.
Already got them worshiping the sun anyway. They got you looking up. They got solar energy on full effect. You go come into the new normal, fully powered on solar system. The sun was already there. It's been there in 1820. It's been there in 1920. But here in 2020, they tapped into it, and now you're paying for the direct energy of the sun. They got you worshiping the heavens, the sun god.
Man.
Got you worshiping
didn't
the
even,
God.
But didn't they did show us though that you really didn't need to be connected to anything. Just put them solar panels up and let that sun hit it, man. That sun is powerful,
bro.
Man. And a lot of folks didn't know that.
About.
So they waking up a little bit. It's helping them with that bill at least. You know, like a power bill nowadays, it ain't the same as it was back in the days when the power man would shut your power off. You come in, you ain't got no lights for the people can't cook. You know, back in the day, they turned the power off. The gas is turned off. The water is cold, or the water ain't even coming out.
Well,
and,
what it is, man.
And nothing's on.
Yeah, what it is as America, so is Rome. And Rome had a pantheon of gods. Now they, so America got to have a pantheon. They're going to have you worshiping that sun. See that sun,
well, man.
It's going to be solar energy on everything. Put that on the sun.
Yeah. They're doing it
if
now.
You want to invest
hold
in
on,
some,
brother. So.
Yeah, man.
And don't hold
okay,
on to
I'll
it, man. We're going to come back next week. We got an
hour
long. It's been great. You know, you've given them a lot. You know, you got to keep them coming back. Great brother Yusuf Kente, you gave up a lot of it. And you're giving it up for free. So we're just going to go out like this to one of these little songs right here, man. Red Valley, much love to you. What you want to say to him, Yusuf?
Ollie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, darling? Ollie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, darling?
Yeah, I'm cool. Still following God's rule. Love is the fuel. Don't be cruel. I'm focused on keeping my people strong. Abundant life means you live your life long. Heartmate. Do whatever it takes, and it inflates when around the face, David. Hopscotch, don't jump into the box with the rocks. You might turn into a fizzog. I'm up, bragging about God, and I'm praying. Lord God, while this world is changing, I am not asleep. I got my armor on my soul and chasing Satan out the street. And he weeps when I delete his peace because of defeat. Lord God, I'm telling you, they stink. Should I wash him or what should I do? Oh yeah, let it go, I can give it all to you. Kick back, don't worry about that. They may look bold, but they for sure the crack. So I moxie, never judge nobody. My heart is on the double and I love everybody. I'm a child of God that rocks the mic. And when I rap up on the mic, I rock the mic to fight. For all of y'all that's going to hell, you still got time to save yourself.
That shit is wrong. That shit is it. That's on the one. Live and direct. Now even.